We're pumped. I hope you are. We're joined by Christian music legend Amy Grant, who's actually going to be in Omaha this Thursday.
At the Orpheum Theater, Thursday night. You can get all ticket info at mykgbi.com.
So glad you're joining us, Amy.
So, I mean, we have to talk about this right away, Amy. The baby that you wrote Baby Baby for just had a baby recently?
Yes, 4 months ago. I know, my, how time flies when we stay alive.
I know.
What is that like watching your baby have a baby?
I'm so proud of her. You know, she's doing a great job as a mom, and I'm getting a lot more sleep now.
Yes, you're not the one up with the every 4 hours.
My God. All the heavy lifting of being a young mom. Once your kids are grown and launch, it's their turn to do the heavy lifting in that area.
Yeah, no doubt.
You get to love on those babies, kiss them, squeeze them, and then hand them back.
Amy, I know you love the property you own in Franklin. You own a farm, and I know it's pretty special to you. Can you explain why it's special?
I bought this farm I will probably never live on, but I bought it back in spring of 1994 when I was selling a bunch of records and having, actually three of us went in to buy the property because it was going to be developed. It was on a tiny road next to the Harpeth River. So I really purchased it to help protect the land. Mm. And 20 years after I had owned that farm, I just felt that location, it's so primitive. I felt it would be a good environment for other people to come and enjoy the space because there's something about being in nature that we can experience the creativity and the majesty of God in a way that nobody has to explain it to us. We see our place in the universe and in creation. Anyway, that's what it does for me.
I love that, Amy. When I heard about your farm, and I thought, it is so good because as a culture, we're just going. We have to find space to encounter the creator of all things, to encounter our God. Unfortunately, not all of us have a farm. So what would you say to those of us that don't?
It's interesting you said that because this morning I woke up kind of early. I had a cup of coffee and I was sitting in a quiet room and I thought, why some mornings do we feel more connected to God and to ourselves and some mornings we don't?
Right.
And I said, you know what would help is walking outside right this minute in bare feet. And it doesn't matter if you live in an apartment building. If there is grass anywhere near you, when you stand outside, you see the sky, you hear birds, or at least you can feel the wind on your face. You know, I think we are in such a culture of creating temperature-controlled spaces that we control.
Yeah.
Even our cars go outside.
Yeah. There's something about the soil, right? Like just getting your feet or your skin into soil and it's like you're feeling creation. Like, this is it.
You had a brush with death a couple of years ago. First of all, how are you doing? And did it change your perspective on life at all?
So 2 years ago, I went to a doctor's appointment with my husband because he was doing all these tests. And the doctor turned to me and said, hey, we should check you out. And I went, I'm fine. He said, well, let's just check you out. And they discovered a birth defect that was fixable but required pretty elaborate open heart surgery. So to me, I felt fine. But after that surgery, I felt so much better. It was like I was riding a bike on two flat wheels.
Wow.
And so I physically felt different. It was a blood circulation issue for me. And it was a game changer, and something did shift in me. And it's not because I had a near-death experience. It was right at the beginning of COVID when I had my surgery.
Yeah.
And the head of the emergency room nurses was a man my age. He was so jovial. He was so kind. And he came in and just said, I'm not assigned to you, but I want you to know you're in good hands. And that was in June. By December, he had died of COVID, helping other people.
Wow.
And I have never been so aware of the risk and the sacrifice of caregivers. That was the biggest shift for me.
Yeah.
and how the people that are essential to our lives so many times operate with no fanfare and they make the biggest sacrifice. Yeah. And I think COVID did that to all of us. It made us see our neighbor differently. And mine was just like COVID plus heart surgery. I came out so filled with gratitude and so filled with new appreciation for my neighbor. It all was game changing.
So well said. I think it's true. All of us going through COVID, it changed all of us and our perspectives. And you're right. So many people serve us with not a lot of fanfare.
True heroes.
Amy Grant in concert this Thursday. Welcomed by KGBI at the Orpheum Theater in Omaha. MyKGBI.com.
Jill and Jeremy, mornings with the Tracys.
Uplifting 100.7 KGBI.